Welcome to Over for Coffee. This is the podcast where we invite our friends and family over for coffee and talk all things community and creativity. In this bonus episode, Sam, Esther, and David talk about why they fail at Bible reading plans and what they do to get God's word in their daily life. Come on over for coffee.
I'm like on day 135 of my 90-day plan.
Yeah, I'm.
That didn't go so well.
Yeah, so I'm on day 77. So I'm really close.
Well, I mean, I've gone over 30. I mean, well, I guess what it was ended March 31st, right?
Yeah, it ended March 31st.
So
we did 90-day Bible reading plan at our church.
Yeah, it's gonna take me a while.
Yeah, so I'm on day 77.
I struggle with reading plans. I can't do the reading. It's been 10 years since I was in formal education. So like when I read, like I do like these deep dives, like I'll be in the shower and I'll think of like a scripture comes to mind, right? So when I get out of the shower, like I'll read that scripture and then I'll read the chapter. And then
so you binge Bible.
I binge Bible.
Yeah.
Because I'll read that chapter to get the context of the scripture
and then that'll
point me somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. And then that'll bring up like another scripture that's really similar because, you know, New Testament, they're all cross-referencing each other. Right. And so I just start like digging around and then, you know, a couple hours have passed and I've read a lot.
Yeah. Just not in order.
Right? Just not in order.
I can't keep track of that stuff. I know. I can't do that.
I can't keep track. I'm just, I spend time.
You know, sometimes I think like I'm not sure the Bible is meant to be read like that, like Genesis to Revelation.
Well, yeah. I mean, at some point you have to get the big picture.
Well, like. Right. Right. The Bible talks about like that's contemplating it in ways that like require some level of memorization, right?
Yeah, you have to know it.
Like it's not just about internalization. Like the Bible expects you to scholarly study.
You have to digest it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but you have to know it all. You have to know the beginning to end before you could even start like, oh, let me dissect the middle. Well, you don't even know what happens at the end, or you don't know what happened at.
But I think from like a 90-day reading plan, right? Like there's no digestion going on. You're just getting the big picture. You're just blazing through it.
Yes, and you're getting the big picture. I feel like there is.
Like I don't want to get into the subliminal thing again.
yes. See.
But like as you're like going through it, like it's like creative writing, like in that if you force yourself to write, you're practicing, you're doing those things, and the good writing comes.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't come in moments of inspiration. It comes because you're sitting down and forcing yourself to write.
Right.
So I feel like there is, even though I don't do it.
You're forcing yourself to read.
And I struggle with it.
And you don't realize that you are digesting something, parts of it are really getting in.
And as long as you continue to do that.
Yeah, you have to like.
The digestion may not happen instantly. It may not happen during this iteration of your 90 day.
Like eating an entire meal, at least some of it's nutritious. You're not going to. You're going to use some of it.
But I feel like, yeah, you're saturating. You're saturating. That's good.
Yes, saturating.
Okay.
You shouldn't do it all the time, but I think taking the first 90 days to saturate and be like, okay, big picture, let's refocus.
Right.
Put the whole thing back up on the board, you know, like put the whole thing back up there. And then the rest of the year, you're going... Okay, let's go back to James, or let's go back to this, or let's.
I really enjoy those moments where it's like, oh, I just read that, but like I missed this part. Like I really enjoyed those moments, and I know like it makes you feel bad, like oh, how could I have missed that? But like at the same time, like I enjoy those moments because it means that I did retain the fact that I read it.
Yeah, yeah.
I did retain the fact that now this is a richer picture for me because I got the gist of it initially, and now I'm able to go deeper into it. When you read poetry, you're supposed to read it three times before you can even begin to understand it.
I can't understand poetry.
And I find that like on my fifth reading of a poem, like by author William Arthur O'Shaughnessy, whatever, like that's when I barely begin to comprehend it because...
It's probably why I get stuck in the Psalms because I never know what he's... I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, you just have to hit it again and again and again.
He's upset again. I don't know.
Your brain is barely being able to connect these words that you're not used to seeing next to each other.
Right. Yes.
And once you're forming those relationships in your mind, you're able to...
That's true. You have to get the whole thing in first. But I do also try to read it in a different... translation or thing too every every time, because that way it seems fresher and you pay more attention, because right. you're not used to, like, that you haven't, your brain hasn't subliminally memorized it.
Yeah, I think my 90-day plan, like, is not, like, I don't read that. Like, that's where I just, like, I have the audio and I'm listening in the car, or I'm listening in the office, and I'm just hearing.
Yeah, I can't do that. My brain just goes off. Like, I can't talk on the phone either, because
when I've tried to do that, I've gotten really frustrated with myself, and, like, as soon as I realize I zoned it out, I stop and I go back to, like, mm-hmm. what's the last thing I remember? Yeah, and so it feels like I'm rereading the same sentence over and over again. Yeah. I'm re-listening to the same.
Yeah, I can't do audio.
But I think if you play it, right, like, that's where the subliminal context is coming in. Right? But it bothers
me. Just might as well play it while you sleep.
Right? It bothers me because I want to.
Faith comes by hearing.
I want to be focused on it, though.
Okay, well, maybe we should try reading it out loud.
I think there's something to that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a difference when I'm reading it out loud.
Science says that if you're listening to it and you're following along the words visually,
if you're following along,
that's a richer experience.
Yes.
Right.
And that's why reading out loud works, is because you're literally listening to yourself say it as you're following along and reading it.
Yes. Right.
And that's why I did that on Sunday. Like, that's why I just, like, said, hey, let's read this and get other people to read it out loud. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it's very much more, to me, it felt like very much like the setting light, like the first century church maybe would have done it, right? Of gathering around and having so-and-so, you read this portion. And of course, they were reading cover to cover, right? It was just like, hey, we have James in front of us, right?
Yeah.
And let's read it. And I think there's something to be said of reading the scriptures out loud, maybe even to ourselves or in a group setting, to where you are hearing it, you're reading it, you're comprehending it, you know, beyond just the like skimming it. Because I feel like, at least for myself, the times where I'm binging, right? Like, and I'm just reading, because I could probably read James, you know, back and forth several times for maybe a couple weeks and begin to really kind of dive into it.
For me, it's Hebrews. Like, I really love to, like, just get into Hebrews and just start reading, because I don't want to stop. And it, like, he gets all crazy, you know? Like, it's not, like, one focused thought. Like, he's literally, like, using, like, he's these analogies and stuff, talking about different layers of your
life. You know, you read something like Romans, right? And the way Paul just begins to build and set up and set up and set up. And there's just, like, there's this argument that's being laid for him to finally talk to them about what Christ has actually done, like, for them.
Romans reads like a Twitter thread to me. Like a, like a dismantling, like,
you just keep going, yes.
A dismantling of your entire, like, misconceptions, your preconcepted, like, experience.
There's
like,
a
thank you for listening to Over for Coffee. Please join the discussion by telling us your Bible reading tips. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sponsoring our next cup of creative coffee by donating on our website, overforcoffee.com. Don't forget to comment, like, and share each episode with your friends.